Nope. I just see your shoulder. It's a frozen image of whatever. Whenever you moved it, it captured the last image.
Oh. Okay, so let's see. I'll plug it back into a different USB port. So it didn't. Video resolution auto. Audio output. Well, yeah, that's weird. Anyway, so you can hear me though?
You're fine. That's fine.
Okay. All right. We'll just go with this.
No, that's great.
It sounds a little better.
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, that just. I thought we would iron out some of the stuff, but I guess couldn't get it. Oh, wait, let me click on. Oh. I'm turning on the camera, but.
Well, I don't have a camera. I know Jim does, but I've watched sometimes I watch people that forget they're on camera and they're doing funny things with their faces. So
Yeah.
I just think it's not worth it. I know people love
Yeah.
to see what everyone looks like, but I just don't think it's a wise idea. Okay, is this another Dave audio? Hold on.
Does Phil
Okay.
think that there's any responsibility for those that are casting their words out to the general populace about important matters of life and death? That he would take the 5, even maybe 10 minutes, any day this week, bud, to figure out what you're doing with that computer. The only positive so far is that it keeps you from false witnessing death, especially about Dresden. Did you know the good news that nobody died and nobody got hurt? Not by war, they didn't.
All right. Woo! Dave J starts off another show. Thank you, Dave J. It's a beautiful world. I think even Dave J would agree. And this is the Fakeologist Show. It is Wednesday, June the 12th, 2024. We finished our tech session, and now we're going to start the show. All right, Phil, we'll turn down a beautiful world or beautiful world, and let's say together hi to Jim Rizzoli from East Texas.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
There you are. Hey, Jim.
You're a little muffled, but I can hear
Okay.
you're not as good as you used to. Can you check your audio settings and just change it to your mic or something?
Well, I thought I did that.
Well, you're not your normal great sounding voice, so you're off a little too.
I'm on a different computer. I could get on my other computer and see what happens there.
No, let's just stick to this because we already spent 10 minutes with Phil and yesterday 10 minutes with Lynn. It seems to be a never-ending process that is aggravating the audience, so I don't want to annoy the audience anymore. So how you doing, Jim? Everything's still ticking and taking a licking?
Well, I'm still alive, so here I am.
That's good news.
I like, is that your new motto? I'm still alive.
Well, sometimes we just got to start at the simple things.
I guess.
Well,
Yeah, that's all that really matters.
I'll keep your chin up. As I said to you last week, I think cardiac surgery is extremely routine. I think it's almost like an oil change on a car at this point. Not to make light of it, but I think that the medical industrial complex is, yeah, they probably make about 100 grand an open heart. Is it open heart surgery? I guess it would be. They make good money, so they're not going to screw up for the main purpose, for the main reason that it's bad for business. So I think they like the business. So I think you'll be fine.
Well, I'm not worried about it. It's just I don't want. I hate to do it. That's all.
Oh, I don't blame you, 'cause they crack you right open, don't they?
Yeah. Well, again, I already had this done once.
Yeah.
Okay. So 5 years ago.
Well, didn't they leave a zipper in last time? So they just unzip you or what?
No. They got to cut you right open again.
Yeah, I'm just joking. Well, NASA invented Velcro, so they could Velcro you up. That would work.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, I just want to start off the show with what we'll do. Like, all of us are content creators, so all of us can just tell us whatever their favorite thing of the week has been. And I noticed that I forget to tell you my favorite thing of the week because, you know, I'm a good host and I try not to dominate. But I'm actually watching your stuff, your L.O. League of Extraordinary Revisionists.
Yeah.
And I watched, and it's a really good series. And I'm glad that Diane has found it and she's putting it back up. And I'm not putting all of them on FacoTube. I'm putting my favorites up on FacoTube because some of them aren't as interesting as others. But I just finished listening to Lady Renouf. And you talked to her in what? These are all in 2016, I think.
Right.
And man, what a fascinating woman. Does she ever know a lot?
Yeah. Do you know her background? Do you know anything about her?
Well, only what she told me on your show.
Oh, okay.
I think she was an actress, or wasn't she a model?
Yeah, she was. She was an actress, model. She was married to a rich guy, I guess. So, you know, that's why they call her Lady Michelle. That's, you know,
she was married to a sir. So if you're a sir, then you become a lady automatically, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
You get your lady card. But yeah, it was a really good interview. Actually, she had better audio than you did. And I was grateful for that because she talked for 2.5 hours. She talked herself hoarse. Do you remember that?
I don't even remember doing it. So you forget. I do so many things, you know.
Well, yeah, you're quite the output. You have quite the output there, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But I'll put a link to that in the show notes, so anyone who wants to watch it can watch
Dave J will have a hard time convincing Lady Renouf that Dresden was fake.
Yeah.
So I saw you and Lynn talked about the Challenger yesterday.
Yes, because if it makes it to Stupid Peters, then you have to ask yourself why, because as Simon Shack said, he looks like he's positioning himself to be the next Alex Jones. If Alex Jones is making an exit, it sort of looks like Alex Jones is making a run to the exits. What do you guys think?
Well, sure. Could be all drama.
Well, yeah, it's definitely all drama. But do you?
Well,
yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, no, I mean, you have to understand what happens. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But he can make it look like he's throwing out the last line here, and then all of a sudden, you know, all this money starts coming in.
Right.
You know. And then he's, all of a sudden, everything's back on track again. You know, fire sale. We're having a fire sale. And then, whoa, fire sale's all done. We got all our money back, and he's good to go.
Well, there's only one problem with that. He allegedly needs $1 trillion. So if you believe that, then I have I have all the bridges in New York to sell you. So that's a lot of tangy tangerine and boner pills.
Yeah. Yeah. So you think Stu Peters is taking on the Challenger crew to be the what Sandy Hook was to Alex Jones, so the Challenger will be to Stu Peters?
That's a good theory. I don't have a theory right now. I just have questions. And my question is, and Simon's is, why is this getting promoted? What is the purpose of this? Simon put a post on his blog or his forums, cluesforum.info, and Stu lifted this picture on the screen and he cut off Simon's name and website off the bottom. So without attribution. You know what? I think, and Jim, I think you agree, it's really important to give attribution where you got the info.
Yeah.
Because, you know, other people want to see where you got the info. And you know, you did the interview with Lady Renouf, so now I'm going to go look up all your interviews with her or anyone else she interviewed with. So
yeah,
that's what you got to do, I think, don't you?
Well, I forget sometimes, but, you know, some people don't want to have a link to my BitChute channel because once people go to my BitChute channel, they see other videos I put up like Fake Nukes Fell, and they get all upset that I have his videos up, and then they want to discredit me 100%. So, you know, you don't win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't win.
Well, I
thanks
think,
again
yeah.
for you know, sticking your neck out and having me on. It's always an honor to be on the show with both you guys. I think both you guys have done a lot of good work. Jim has been an icon for many years exposing this subject. So it's always an honor for me to just even be on the same show as you guys.
Oh, that's okay. I'm just a republisher. I'm not a researcher. You're more of a researcher.
Well, I just get mad that, I mean, I'm saying if you don't like Phil, don't watch him. I mean, I like listening to Phil. I like to see what he has to say. If I don't agree with him, I don't agree with him. But I'm not going to make a big deal about it and say, you know, the guy's crazy. You know, I mean, look, he's crazy in his own way. But he has the right to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's crazy, though. I don't think yeah. I don't think Phil's crazy. Phil's the only one out there that's consistently talking. Like, there's not even one other person talking the way he is, which is
right.
Tells you all you need
to
know.
I'm glad I bumped into Phil because I, you know, even though I don't have an interest over there in Gaza,
yeah.
But he showed me something that was going on there. That yeah, this is screwball. I mean, I like that stuff. You know what I mean? It's good to hear that.
I do too.
I think it's next level. I mean, this is the Jews are starting a new Holocaust hoax, and it's but they're doing it in reverse. They're pretending that themselves that they're the perpetrators of the Holocaust, and so it's very strange. It's a twist, and so you know we have you know when we see these things that are impossible, we have to adjust our thinking, and we have to understand our enemy. We have to understand what they're doing to us. And so, you know, it's just one of those things.
What did Lady Renouf call? Lady Renouf said, I guess, Jim, you probably don't remember because this was 8 years ago. He said, you don't call them the enemy. What did she say you're supposed to call them, the people that are doing this? But that's the one thing I got, one of the many things I got out of the interview. You do not call them the enemy. You call them the predator. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't remember that, but I guess.
Well, the reason why is you said you can make peace with your enemy.
Yeah.
There's a big difference when you're being predated on, if that's the word, then, you know, you have to know where they're coming from. Usually an enemy, you can make peace and there's a detente, but this is an ever ongoing. This is like a cat making peace with a mouse.
Right.
It doesn't work because the next cat that comes along, it's not going to work. So there you go. So I'm going to highly recommend this one. Jim, did you ever do another interview? Because you kept saying, you told her, oh, you should write a book. And you said, oh, we'll have you back on. Did she ever come back on?
I don't remember. Again, a lot of things have happened in 8 years. And, you know, I might have... there might be another one. I don't know. I just don't know.
Is that what Diane is for? She's the one that's got to dig up the information and get it to us?
Well, she's now in charge of putting all my videos up on all the other sites and all that. So that's what she's doing.
All right. Well, if she's listening, Diane, can you see if you can find another one, if there is one? Because it's really hard to find these things. Because this one is on alt-censored website. It wasn't even on your BitChute.
Yeah, I couldn't get it up on BitChute.
Why? It was too long, or?
I tried. I put it up today. I couldn't get it up.
All right. Well, guess what? Went up in 5 minutes on FakoTube, which is my own video platform, so.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what happened. Who knows? Maybe there's something in it that they're looking for, or maybe it was just too long, because it was 2.5 hours.
I don't know.
What, Fake Nukes, have you ever had a problem putting up a video on BitChute?
sometimes it takes a half an hour. Other times it takes 2 minutes. So you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
But I've never really had it take more than a half an hour. I mean, maybe it took 45 minutes one time, but it's treated me pretty good. It's, you know, I think BitChute doesn't care because they shadow banned me into the basement. You know, I never get a trending video. I think all of us never get a trending video, but the message has to be silenced, you know, and but they upload my videos quickly because they know nobody's going to see them.
Well, let's take a look at your subscriber count here. Is it going up?
It's kind of staying put at 1,600.
Well, really, do you ever watch recommended videos on BitChute? Where do recommended videos show up? Because I don't even know how you would get recommended.
I just go to notifications. That's all.
Yeah, but those are your notifications based on your subscriptions.
Right, right. And that's, I want to see what I like. Why should I, you know, there's so many of them. I get 3,000, over 3,000 notifications.
Well, I get them by email. Do you get them by email?
No.
Okay, I get them by email. I don't look at my notifications here because I got a million here. I get them by email. Now, I try and delete the email. That way I can keep track of what I discard and what I want to look at. So I have 6,000 emails to go through. So
yes, that's too many. I would have thousands and thousands of emails, and I don't. It's hard enough keeping up with my emails now.
Yeah, that's why you really need someone to go through your videos and just figure out what's worth watching, because there's not enough time in the day to do it.
Right.
It is time consuming. Absolutely.
Well, that's why I appreciate people like Jim that goes through the videos and lets me know what I should look at, because I don't have time. Like, I know, Jim, you probably figure everything you put up is worth watching, but when you do a little quick summary, it helps let people decide what they want to watch.
Yeah.
That's how I look at the videos.
Yeah, that's fine.
But what about you, Phil? Do you are you just looking at Instagram, Rubber Baby? Does that take up all your time?
Well, no. I ventured into Sandy Hook this week. They made a comeback. They're graduating high school, and some of the survivors. And so I posted that video, and it's just, they're just laughing, and they're actors. And one of the survivors is going to be a politician, he says, and I bet, and I guarantee that he will be, because he's already got all the qualification he needs to be a politician. He's already been involved in a hoax and a fraud. And so, and I also, what did I do?
That makes him an ideal candidate to be a politician.
Yeah, I re-uploaded that one that Jim posted with Stu Peters and the Challenger crew still alive. So,
right, yeah.
I find that to be, I mean, what if Stu Peters is going to be the guy who discredits the Challenger crew hoax,
but
that doesn't mean it's still not true. I mean, it's just like Alex Jones didn't destroy the Sandy Hook. I mean, we still know Sandy Hook didn't happen, right? And so
we know it was I call it an integrated capstone event. So something happened. Like, to say nothing happened is not correct, and people will attack you for that. But what happened was an integrated capstone event, and there's two really good videos on that. One is Sophia Smallstorm, and the other is a funny thing happened at Sandy Hook or something like that. So there's two really good ones that expose what it was, because it was a big event, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
it was a national event.
Well, and they're afraid of it getting exposed. That's why they used Alex Jones to bring it down. And so it looks like they're afraid of this Challenger crew also. And that's why they're setting up Stu Peters, because these Challenger crew, they're still alive. And if the general public knew that they hoaxed that Challenger crash, there'd be a lot of people that would want to set up some gallows and hang these people. And so they got to protect the crisis actors. And so that's part of why I guess Stu Peters is being elevated to bring this story down and be the Alex Jones character. So I find that interesting that they're afraid of this Challenger hoax becoming common knowledge.
Yeah, I got one guy on my channel who says that the Judith Resnick character is not the same person. But I can't quite understand what he's arguing about. So if he wants to really break it down for me and make me understand. But he doesn't address, as far as I know, the other characters in the Challenger thing that are clearly the same person. So,
I think Judith Resnick is a slam dunk. Her voice is very unique. I mean, not only does it look like her, not only does she have the same name, but the voice, I mean, you just can't, the voice makes it 100% match. I mean, her voice is very unique, and I don't know how he could even say that it's a different person.
I know, I couldn't quite understand it either, so. Jim, are you looking into this Challenger psyop? No.
No offense. There's some things that are just a waste of time, okay, to me.
Yeah.
Because, see, you have to understand where we are in the stream of things.
Okay.
What don't they want you to really look into? And that's the topic I deal with.
Right,
they don't want you to look into my topic. So, everything else out there is fair game for you guys to look into, and that's fine. I don't care, but they love all this other stuff because it takes people's time away from my stuff and, right. And what I'm really talking about. And what I want to get everybody to do is at some point in time, just get into the Holocaust topic, at least showing something that it's bad and a hoax and all that. I mean, you don't have to do it like I do it, but I'm just saying that they're taking all this other stuff and it just takes everybody down rabbit holes. As long as they go down that rabbit hole, they don't have to talk about the Holocaust. And that's what the Jews want. That's all they care about.
Well, Lady Renouf called it Holocaustianity.
Yeah, right, right.
So it's a religion. It is.
Sure it is.
So And that's their central.
Yep.
That's the central story that creates the religion, is what you're saying.
Yep. Well, look at it. I put a video up today.
All right.
Michael Jones talking to Charles Moskowitz, and I mean I hate listening to these guys because here's what's funny about it. See, when I put a video up, I might hate it, and I hated that video. Because I've debated Charles Moskowitz. I know where he's coming from. I've talked to E. Michael Jones. I know where he's coming from. These guys are on the opposite end of the candles. In other words, Charles is on one end. E. Michael Jones is on the other. But they're both the same. They're exactly the same in what they're doing. Charles Moskowitz wants you to believe that the Jews were persecuted by the Germans, and the Germans wanted to kill every freaking Jew in the world. All right, fine. Now, he doesn't like E. Michael Jones, okay, because of his Catholic stuff and all his Catholic bullshit, and that's fine. But then E. Michael Jones doesn't like, Charles Moskowitz, because of his Jew crap that I just mentioned, okay, thinking that the Jews are God's chosen people, blah, 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 and Hitler wanted to kill them all. But see, E. Michael Jones wants you to believe that Hitler wanted to kill the Catholics. And it's like, you guys are both out of your freaking minds. Hitler didn't give two shits about the Catholics. The Catholics are on board with Hitler, all right, except guys that were communist Catholics, priests, or whatever.
All right.
And that's the issue. Now, Charles Moskowitz was showing E. Michael Jones is wrong about, this guy Lentz being in Dachau, being a priest. He wasn't there because he was Catholic. Now, Moskowitz was absolutely right about that. But now E. Michael Jones is trying to say, Moskowitz, you're wrong because, your religion and your viewpoints, you worship the god of Moloch. You worship Satan. Now, E. Michael Jones is 100% right on what he's saying there. So you got two guys who are absolutely right on certain aspects of what they're saying. But when it all comes down to it, they're both wrong. They're both wrong. And I, you know, I'm listening to that video and I go, I couldn't stand it anymore. I actually shut it off because the two cats having a fight, all right, you know, with each other.
Yeah.
But they're both wrong, but they both made valid points. But yet in the end result, E. Michael Jones is completely wrong with his Catholic nonsense and Lentz being in Dachau because he was a Catholic priest. No, he was in Dachau because he was a communist. Okay? And then Moskowitz is absolutely wrong thinking that Hitler wanted to kill all the Jews because they were Jews. It's so stupid that these guys believe that they're hard-headed on each way they believe, but they believe exactly the same except opposite ends. That's what they believe.
So E. Michael Jones is your hate listen. You seem to hate listening to him, but you can't stop listening to him.
Well, no. He says a lot of good stuff, but when he started off talking with Moskowitz, instead of dealing with the Holocaust topic like I would have, he gets into his Catholic bullshit about it. And it's like, oh, why did you go down that rabbit hole with Moskowitz? I mean, that's not where you are. In other words, when you deal with the Holocaust, you have to deal with it straight on without your own agenda. E. Michael Jones has a Catholic agenda. Everything is going to go back to the Catholic Church. And you don't do that with the Holocaust. If you're going to talk to a Jew, don't bring in Catholicism, because they're going to bury you on that. And he did. Okay? I think, anyway. He made his point. And that's the whole point. E. Michael Jones is good. He's got a lot of good stuff. He talks about the Jews. He exposes the Jews. He talks about morality. I get it. But he's just completely off the rails.
Is he giving you any new info, though? Like, what is the point of listening to him over and over again? Does he give you anything new?
I don't listen to him over and over again. If it comes across my feed,
yeah,
then I will look into it. I don't go looking for him.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference. I don't go looking for anybody. I'm just telling you. I sit back. Everything comes across to me. Then I pick and choose what I want to put up on my, like even Phil. If I don't see Phil's stuff come up, I'm not going to see it because I don't go looking.
Oh, I see. Well, I put, I sort the stuff. So when you post or Phil posts, I put that in a priority mailbox. That's the difference. So,
okay.
Yeah, there's no way to get through it otherwise because you would just end up in the 5,000 emails. So I think you got to bookmark stuff and that's how I do it anyway. I try, because there's too much material now and you got to go to trusted sources or sources that you enjoy. For instance, Miles Mathis, always try and go to him, Miles Mathis. I think Phil likes him too, don't you, Phil?
I agree with him on most things. I think we disagree on Pearl Harbor. He thinks the attack actually took place.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I disagree with him on some other things. But I know we probably disagree on Warsaw, because nobody died in Warsaw either. Nobody died. We probably disagree. Oh, I think we disagree on the London Blitz. He thinks that the Germans bombed London.
Well, okay. But overall, I mean, you can pick apart anything like that you disagree with, I think. But overall, if you agree on 90%, I think that's a pretty damn good match.
Oh, I know I disagree with him on Dresden. Miles Mathis says that the Germans, they use mannequins.
Okay.
It's like, no, those are, no, when I look at the photographic evidence from Dresden, I see real human beings that have been cooked and burned alive. He talks about why the clothes didn't burn in Dresden. But the same thing happened in Hiroshima. I've gone through the photographs of dead civilians in Hiroshima, and a lot of their clothes didn't burn either.
So it's
clear that when napalm is dropped on humans, what it does is it sucks the oxygen out, and people suffocate to death, and they die like they're in an oven. And so that's why the clothes don't burn, is because there's no oxygen. They're not being killed by flames. They're being killed by heat.
Right.
But we do see a lot of bodies at Hiroshima and in Dresden that were burned by flames. We see charred corpses on the streets of Dresden. that were subjected to flame. And that, so you see different injuries from the different ways that fire can kill you. And so Miles Mathis focused on the photos of the women and children that had their clothes intact, but he didn't, but he ignored all the charred remains that were also in Dresden. So no, it could be proven that the same weapon was used both in Hiroshima and in Dresden.
Jim, what do you think? Do you agree with that? Do you have you done research on that?
Well, no, I think, you know, see that here's the thing. Okay. I have a problem with numbers,
right?
On either side, whether it's on our side or their side.
Yeah, you should.
Some people say Dresden only 25,000 people were killed. Then some people say 250,000 people were killed. Okay, why is this so hard to figure out how many people were killed? I mean, there's got to be, but I can understand why it's tough, because at that time it was a holiday, right? It was a Catholic holiday.
Okay.
February 14th, 13th and 14th.
All right.
And the city was inundated with people. People were coming into the city. So a lot of the people that died there probably didn't even reside there. They might have lived someplace else. So, yeah. And you know, when someone gets all burned up and there's nothing left to them, how the hell are you going to know who they are? So I think we have a problem with numbers. I don't doubt there had to be a lot of people that died, because just look at all the buildings. I mean, if all these buildings are blown to bits, people had to die somewhere. So, but I do have a problem with the numbers. But here's my question, because I don't deal with Miles' guy. I don't even know who he is. Does he talk about the Holocaust?
I don't know. I have to look that up. I have no idea. He's got. He talks about everything, so he must have. So after.
Well, okay. So that's my whole question. See, I only deal with people that it's just like you guys. Okay. If you guys didn't give a shit about the Holocaust, I wouldn't be talking to you, honestly. Because what would I have in common with you? If you believe everything else is nonsense and you don't believe the Holocaust is nonsense, then there's something wrong with you. You know what I mean? So that's why I associate and I deal with people that get it about the Holocaust, because if they get it about the Holocaust, then everything else is simple to deal with. But if you don't get it about the Holocaust, then holy moly, it's tough dealing with you, because you're missing one of the most important hoaxes going. So that's how I deal with it. That's why I don't waste my time with people that talk about all these other things and they skip the Holocaust, because that's my question. Why? Why are you doing that?
Well, I look at everything for sure. And my main issue is the same as yours. When you started off, you said, why am I not allowed to talk about something? We don't live in a country, or you don't live in a country, where certain things aren't discussable. This is the crazy part.
Yeah.
Because if one thing can't be talked about, the next thing is just around the corner.
Right. And that's how I look at things. And that's why I defend Phil. Because look, if Phil has the right. No, but Phil, you know, but Phil, you have to. Here's the thing that you do wrong. I gotta tell you this.
Okay.
Like for instance, let's take Pearl Harbor. You can't say nothing happened there, because there's boats that blew up there. So what you have to say is whatever happened there was, you know, happened XYZ. But you can't say nothing happened, because. See, people look at you when you say that like you're ignoring that the boat's being on fire and bombed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can work all that out later, who bombed them, okay? But we do know boats went down there, and it's just like 9/11. Look at the buildings fell down. We know that. You can't say it. They didn't.
The buildings are gone. The buildings were gone. They're gone.
So when you say, I think a lot of people get mad at you, Phil, because the fact is you'll say that, you know, nothing happened there. Well, no, something happened there.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen the way they think it happened. See, that's all I'm saying. That's
well,
why
lately I've been even going further than that. I've been saying I brought all those people back to life. all those jumpers that you saw jumping out the window. Hey, Fake Nukes Phil has brought them back to life, because it was all a Hollywood production.
Yeah.
Well, it's good news.
Yeah, it's good. It's good news.
I don't see how that giving good news should be not discussable.
Yeah, and when people really think about it, when you get to our age, we've witnessed thousands of these events in our lives, and we don't know anyone who's been hurt in any of these events. I mean, all these thousands of people dying in all these mass casualty events, and it gets to the point where it becomes statistically impossible for none of us to know anyone who's been hurt in these events. And it's they're traumatizing us with mass casualty events in the media that are not real. Well, people are not dying in them. Let's just put it that way. They are soap operas. They are productions.
That's how you control people. Scare the hell out of them, make them fearful, and then their brains don't work.
Yeah. Now, Phil, on another thing, which was good. I everybody's getting on you about the vax, all right? But you brought out some good points that I'm going to defend you on, okay? See, they make it a big issue about whether you took the vax or not. I don't give a shit if you took the vax or not. That's your issue. All right, you're going to deal with that. My issue is, okay, and you brought this up, and this is a good point. All right, how many people have died because of the vax? We don't know. How many people have surviving because of the vax? Well, if you're surviving, you're surviving, right? See, we're not really getting the truth about who's dying, who's living, who got the vax or a placebo or whatever. When someone's trying to tell me that, a billion people died of the vax, I mean, come on, folks. You have to show me that. I don't see it. I do see people dying. Don't get me wrong. I see people dropping on stages. I see sports guys dying. But we don't know exactly why they're dying.
Well, we never saw them dropping on the news before COVID. Let's put it that way.
I agree with that. I mean, obviously that.
But that could be part of the PSYOP too. That's the only problem.
That's what I'm saying.
Of course.
So when I look at all this, and that's what's good about Phil, because again, they're making an issue out of him getting vaxxed. I don't give a shit. I want to know, wait a minute here. These people came on the internet, right? A couple of years ago, Tenpenny or whatever the hell her name is and all these other people.
Right.
And then they were saying that, you know, millions and millions of people are going to be dropping in the next couple of years. Here we are. That hasn't happened. I don't see it happening. So I don't like when people on our side, if you want to call them on our side, they're saying stuff that they really can't prove either. And that's what bothers me. I want facts.
Well, you can't prove why people die, but I believe the excess death numbers are real. So I'm picking that as real. I think that excess deaths, and that doesn't say why people died, those numbers are up. They're up a percentage all around the world, and it's worse in other places. So that doesn't just say how they died. It just says, taking into account the changes in population and whatnot, there are more people dying than during COVID, because the excess deaths went down during the COVID year when they said it came out. But when the vaccines came out, the excess death numbers went up. But there's no way to say why, but you can draw your own conclusions. But no one is being tested for poisoning from the vaccine. That's the problem.
Right. Right. No, look, I agree with you. I mean, obviously, people are dying. I mean, there's no doubt.
More people are dying. Yeah. But now we're sensitive about death, because before we just let death slide, but now we're all hypersensitized about it. So if anyone dies, the first thing that the anti-vaxxers like me say is, oh, it was the clot shot, or a result of the clot shot. Like my friend only calls me when someone dies. He's in his 70s, so he called me up and he said his brother's wife just died out of the blue. She was pretty healthy. And she got the turbo cancer, and the doctor said, you got a month to live. And guess what? She didn't even make the month. So that's a real thing, because I trust my friend. He's not lying to me. But they're not going to do an autopsy. They're not going to figure out, be able to put two and two together, because I guarantee, like 90% of everyone else in Canada she had the clot shot. She probably had five of them.
Yeah.
So why does should 70-year-olds be dropping dead like that? I mean, obviously they're near the end of their life, but turbo cancer is right. Did you ever hear about that 5 years ago? I didn't.
No, I know.
So,
there's something definitely going on. I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
You know? I had a colleague die on stage. He was a stagehand, and they called it a 2-day cancer.
Wow.
That happened before COVID. That was
really
in like 2019.
Okay.
And it was, you know, it was big news in the stagehand community that he was just working one day and he just collapsed on stage and they took him to the hospital and he was dead by the time he got there. And
he was they opened him up. He was full of cancer. They did an autopsy.
Yeah, his wife had to donate his body to science because she didn't have any money to bury him.
Wow.
So they opened him up. They researched him to figure out what kind of he became a laboratory experiment. And I know it's really sad, but it was very strange. But you know, this turbo cancer has been around.
Okay.
And
I never heard of it.
Now, if you want to talk about cancer, I'm going to say that probably it's a manufactured thing, and they're probably giving it to us from the additives they put in our food. And certainly that's a thing. And if there's an increase, that's because everybody is shopping at Walmart. And if they're...
Hey, what's wrong with Walmart? They got good ground beef.
I walk around and I see people very unhealthy every single day. I mean, people are unhealthy weight by the time they're 8 years old.
I would agree that America's never been sicker, or America's never been as addicted to pharmaceuticals in the history of the world as they are now. I agree with that. This was before COVID, which, you know what? If I'm selling drugs and I know that the take-up rate is going to be high, just looking at people, like they go to the doctor, if they don't leave with a prescription, they'll question the doctor. You know, if the doctor says, just relax, drink water, and get lots of sleep, they'll get mad at the doctor. So
yeah.
I agree. America is addicted to many things, and one of them is pharmaceuticals. So if I'm selling a COVID shot, it's not going to be very hard to get people to take it up.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. You know, I after Tiffany Dover faked her faint, and when I saw how hysterical, you know, the alternative media went over that, I said, you're abandoning everything you know about crisis actors. There's no way Tiffany Dover really fainted. That was the fakest faint I've ever seen in my life. And Damar Hamlin also faked his faint during that Monday Night Football game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
A lot of these sports people, you got to remember, these sports people are one of them. They're actors.
Yeah.
And so when they're collapsing on field, they're doing it because their boss is telling them to collapse on field.
Yeah.
And it's all part of the. I could tell that a lot of these people were faking it, and they're creating a hysteria. And once I saw that they were creating the hysteria on both sides, I said, well, which side do you think they're going to kill? The Joy Behar side is not going to be the target because they're the people that actually vote for them and actually want to be communist. I said, once I saw all the Alex Jones people getting on one side of the camp, I said, well, they're going to be the target. So I'm going to go opposite of what they're going to do. And so I got the Pfizer because I heard that all the Israelis were getting, Israel was getting the Pfizer. I said, well, they're not going to kill people in Israel.
Well, they don't like Israelis either. These guys.
Okay,
I don't buy that. They hate them too. So
that's probably true.
Yeah.
But anyway, but whatever.
They use them just like they use everyone else. But
yeah. Anyway, so
they don't mind sacrificing their so-called own themselves. I don't even think they consider Israelis. They're in their cult, quite honestly. They just need them. They need them to hold the land. I think that land is just a very important military base. It's got biblical meaning. If they want to recreate this return of
Armageddon.
Return of the Messiah. Actually, there's a really good blog that he's the guy that talked about Gaza and Palestinians going to Dubai. He's got a really, he's got some really interesting theories about what they're going to do with Trump, and he's going to die from a fake shooting, and then he's going to be revived. He's and people are going to look at him as the Messiah. This is some really good stuff. Like we all agree here that, at least I think we do, that everything they're doing is scripted. Everything we're watching scripted. So I think the best show on earth is the political show, because it's got everyone's attention. Let's be honest. Everyone talks about Trump. Everyone talks about Biden. Everyone talks about the election in the United States all the time, year after year, because there's always an election going on. So that's where they spend a lot of their money, in script writing and making out what's going to be next. Don't you think?
Yeah. I kind of think they're going to assassinate Joe Biden in a fake assassination. He's going to win the election again, and it's going to look rigged, and they're going to pin it on some Trump supporter who's a deranged Trump supporter. And see, that'll take out both of them, because, see, both of them are too old. Trump is too old, and Biden is too old. So that would be the perfect way to get both of them out and also discredit all the MAGA people at the same time. And so that's kind of like what I'm thinking, what I'm leaning towards right now.
Well, I'll show you.
They're going to fake Joe Biden's assassination.
I'm going to go with Trump. I'm going to go
Trump's assassination.
Well, see, that's what this guy says. I don't know. I'm gonna link to it.
Well, that would make the Joe Biden people look bad. See, they don't want to make the Joe Biden people look bad.
I honestly don't have a clue, but I'm gonna send you this guy's link here. You got to read some of this stuff. I'm gonna try and find it here. It's a Dutch site, but you know when you put it in your browser, it translates it into English here. Maybe here. Extraterrestrials, assassination attempt, Trump. Anyway, this is a really good site. I think you guys will like it. And he also shows about the what he says of the fake D-Day footage. Did you do that one, Phil? We talked about that, I think, didn't we?
You know, I haven't seen enough D-Day. I haven't seen enough what appears to be real dead bodies to me. Yeah. Dresden, however, I do.
Dresden. I know. You keep making... But what about the D-Day stuff? This guy says, how can D-Day guys be videoing and filming all
more
this?
Dead bodies. I expect to see bodies that are split in half. I expect to see bodies with heads blown off, because they were getting shot by high-powered machine guns. And so, but see, I haven't seen enough of those photos. In fact, I don't think I've seen any. I think Saving Private Ryan is the only place I saw it. Where the guy, remember the one scene where he was carrying his arm and he was like looking for his other arm or something? Or no, he was, the one soldier was carrying his arm. But you see, that was Steven Spielberg. I need to see, like, I didn't see any real combat footage of people missing arms and legs on the beach of Omaha. You know, and we should have lots of those photos. We saw men floating in the water, but, you know, they had all their arms and legs. And so, well... That doesn't prove it to me. I'm sorry. I need to see, you know, I need to see the carnage. Otherwise, it's fake. You know, I know it's kind of, people get mad at me. Say, Phil, people think that I'm one of those gore, I'm into gore. Actually, I'm not into gore. I actually don't like looking at it. But I just know that you don't have it. I know that they don't have the photos of the gore. And so that's why I call their bluff on it.
By the way, Jim, this guy or someone was saying that questioning D-Day, you can question the Holocaust in England, but you can't question D-Day. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of his stuff, yeah.
Yeah, here, it's his name is Martin Vrijland. If you like good conspiracy stuff like I do, check out this guy's site. I'm going to try and see. I wonder if he speaks English, because maybe I'd try and get an interview with the guy, because this is some interesting. He's got some good theories, and you know what? They're just as good as any other theories, and I'm like you, Jim. I'll take everything in and try and make sense of it, because the more the merrier when it comes to trying to figure this stuff out. This guy is good. I don't know if he does any podcasts or videos, but he has a blog. Everyone remembers blogs from back in the day.
Yeah.
But he says that Turkey is going to take over. You know, I know Phil is longing for the days when white people used to roam around Western Europe, but this guy is saying that it's forget the whites, it's the Muslims that are going to, just by the numbers, are going to take over Europe. And he says Turkey is going to be the superpower that controls Europe.
Yeah, well, that is happening. The Muslims are taking over Europe.
And it's a numbers game.
The war was against the Aryans. See, not everybody in Europe is the same. Moses Hess, back in 1862, predicted that there would be a war between the Jews and the Aryans, and the Jews would end up victorious, and that would be the start of the New World Order. And that was a book called Rome and Jerusalem. And so Moses Hess was one of the first Zionists, and he predicted World War II in 1862. And so, you know, that's, and the reason, it's not because he was a prophet. It's not because he has any biblical powers. It's because he's, being a Zionist, he's in league with the bankers, and the bankers control all human events. And so that's why Moses Hess knew that there would be a war between the Jews and the Aryans. And that came to pass. And since the Aryans lost the war, we have been under the New World Order ever since. And so that's what we're looking at.
Well, the nationalists, the National Socialists lost the war. The International Socialists or International Communists won with the backing of England and America.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. This is the article I was looking for. It's the latest one here. And Jim, I don't know much about the Bible, but maybe this will make sense to you, because he says, what's he say here? Well, he's saying that the Muslim population is just rising at an exponential rate through either immigration or just native-born Muslims. The number one baby name in for the long time in England is Mohammed. Did you know that?
Yep.
And they tried to discredit that by breaking down the different spellings of Mohammed, because you can spell it 10 or 15 different ways. They say it's not Mohammed. It's something else. But when you put all the Mohammeds together, they win by a landslide.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know. Well, England has it coming. England is the one who wanted the Aryans dead. They're the ones who wanted Germany dead. And so
let me read this thing here. It says here, my prediction for the year for years has been that Turkey will become the new superpower in Europe. In plain words, then, I am effectively saying that the EU will fall and Turkey will become the master of Europe. This has partly to do with those demographic figures, but mainly with what I call the master script. In the master script, I argue that Edom must fall. What is Edom? Edom is another name for Esau, and that name in turn stands for the firstborn twin brother of Jacob, who later called himself Israel. The Western Roman Empire can be associated with the bad side of Esau, and the Eastern Roman Empire, the former Byzantine, now Russian Orthodox Empire, Russia, can be associated with the good side of Esau. Anyway, are you familiar with any of that, Jim? This is Bible stuff?
No, I mean, that he says some good stuff there, and I do agree with, you know, what he's saying. I can understand what he's saying, but again, you gotta understand too. We gotta bring the Jews into this, because the Jews, see, to me, the way I look at it is I definitely think we're getting outwhited, okay? And the biggest people that can do that definitely are the Muslims, okay? In Africa, and the Africans too, okay? So Europe's gonna be outwhited, and that's what's happening here too. So, but the who's behind it all? Who's the ones that making it happen? Because Africa's not making it happen. Turkey's not making it happen. It's the Jews that are making it happen. You understand? They're the ones that are using the blacks, the Muslims, and all these other people to come into these other countries. They're using them to do the dirty work. That's what they're doing, my opinion.
Yeah. And this guy says, here it is here, he says that Trump will play the messianic role. He'll be assassinated, fake assassinated, and then they'll use some kind of technology to bring him back from the dead. And they'll call him the long-awaited Messiah. He'll rule from Jerusalem. They're going to rebuild the temple, but they're not going to knock down the Muslim mosque there. They'll build the new temple beside, what is it, Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty whacked out stuff, but who knows?
I think I've heard that theory before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I give it about a 3% chance of happening.
Yeah,
I probably give it zero, but it's a good story.
Yeah.
Oh well.
It's all drama. I don't look at all this. I don't predict anything. Okay.
No.
Because everything is just from day to day. Control, 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 control. So the narrative is going to change. However, it can change to keep the control. So when someone says, well, Trump's going to get assassinated or Trump's going to be president, that means nothing to me. Because as long as you keep the people on edge, then that's all that counts. Just keep everybody on edge, not knowing what the hell's going on. And then feed them all this bullshit. You know, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. We think this is going to happen. Because that keeps everybody, like, anticipating. And as long as they anticipate, they have hope. And if you give them hope, then that keeps them in order. Well, I mean, that's the way it is. I just think that it's out of our hands. It's way out of our hands, what's going on.
I predict a few things. I predict that everyone listening to this podcast will never die in a nuclear holocaust. Everyone listening to this podcast will never have a family member who dies in a mass shooting. Everyone listening to this podcast will never know anyone who gets hurt in Gaza or gets hurt in any of these mass shootings. So, you know, I make a few predictions.
Well, that's good. You have good news. Good news.
All right.
If anyone wants to call in, we'll take a couple calls. We got about 5-10 minutes left. Or however long everyone wants to hang out. You can join the studio at shortfake.com/restream. You can type a question at shortfake.com/chat. You can call the phone numbers, whatever you want. Do you want to hear another Dave J voicemail?
Dave J brings good news, but he's dead wrong about Dresden, though.
The idea of personal witness is what gets to the root of all of this. Nobody on the panel and nobody in the listening audience will witness to having killed anybody in war, having seen anybody being killed in war, or actually seeing anybody even being hurt, even stubbing their toe in a war. Period. That's a fact. Now you can stand on that. So nobody in this room or in this listening audience will witness to anyone dying or getting hurt.
One thing for sure, he uses a good microphone. Thank you, Dave J. I appreciate that. So Dave J uses the voicemail system because that's the easiest way for him to get in. Now, here's one.
Well, he's mostly right.
Yeah.
And nobody is dying in these wars. But see, that all changed. See, in 1945, they had to kill the last holdouts. That was Japan and Germany. They were fighting against the Japanese were fighting against the Chinese communists and the Germans were fighting against the Soviet Bolsheviks. And the United States had to go in and make sure that the communists won in both theaters. And then after the whole world turned communist, well, then they've been faking all this stuff. And, a lot of stuff in Vietnam, there was some death, but they weren't killing the people they were telling us they were killing on the nightly news. And, you know, in Korea, I believe there was some death, but they weren't killing the people. What we did in Korea it was a mop-up operation. Because Korea is so close to Japan, there were a lot of people in Korea that were sympathetic to the Japanese cause. So we had to go in there and we had to wipe out those nationalists that were still sympathetic to the anti-communist cause of Japan.
Oh, wow. So, that's interesting. So, by the way, it was the Korean conflict. It was never a war. They never declared war on any of these things. They're all just United Nations peacekeeping missions.
Yeah. But so then we get to the Iraq, and I believe by the time we get to Iraq, it was mostly fake.
Do you believe that 300,000 children died? Remember when they asked Madeleine Albright if she thought it was worth it? Do you believe those numbers?
Yeah.
You don't believe those numbers?
No.
Because she doesn't even flinch.
Yeah.
like, how would a normal human being not flinch if they were told they were responsible for killing 500,000 children?
Well, she didn't flinch because she knew it was a lie.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. And so, because, and they're doing the same thing in Gaza. They're telling us there's a genocide going on in Gaza right now, and they're not flinching because they know it's a lie. And you see, it's, we got to get up, we got to start exposing them. This little thing they're doing, they're making themselves look like the bad guy. And people will say, well, Phil, why would they do that? And I really believe it's because they want us to bear false witness against them. They want us to accuse them of murders that they're not committing. I mean, that's what Dave Jay says, right? He says, do not bear false witness of death. Well, that's what we're doing. When we're getting mad at Israel for genociding Gaza, we're bearing false witness of death, right?
We and have so heard that half a million children have died.
It might have something to do with it.
I mean, that's more children than died when in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good one. She doesn't even flinch.
And Hiroshima. Well, we did kill some. I have photos on my computer of dead women and children at Hiroshima, but they weren't killed with an atom bomb. They were killed with napalm.
Right.
And but they didn't flinch with that either. Oh, we killed a lot of women and children in Japan. That was awful. I mean, I got pictures of women with melted skin from Japan. You know, it's not makeup. Okay. These people have twisted fingers. It's not makeup, Hollywood makeup. It's no, the carnage, the civilian deaths we see from Germany and Japan are real. Okay. The fakeness happened after those countries were put out of the way.
Yeah. Well, I'm not convinced, but I know you are. And Jim, and I'm also of the opinion that a percentage of the vaccines are toxic. I think all vaccines are toxic, especially childhood vaccination. I think the HPV, I think these people don't care about maiming or killing people, but it can't be too obvious. And I was already quite suspicious of vaccines before COVID, but unfortunately I had no idea back when I was raising my children. So I really feel bad for that, because they were really ramping up the vaccines back then, and I was buying them, even the extra ones, because I was convinced. But now I'm completely convinced the other way. I have no problem dismissing the COVID clot shots. I think all vaccines are poison.
Well, here's the thing about the vaccine. Okay, if you're gonna take a vaccine.
Yeah.
Don't you think you should know what's in it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, when I've been in the hospital a lot lately.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they come and talk to me, they say they want to give me this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
And I say, no, 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 no.
Is that okay? Right?
Yes, that's what I do. Okay, they never, when I went to the doctor last week, and they came into the room, and she had five things she wanted to give me. Okay. And she says, this, 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 this. I said, nope, not taking any of it.
Whoa.
And they got mad. They got mad on me. I said, well, this is the protocol that we want you to take because we think, you know. And I said, hold on here.
It's always the protocol.
I said, hold on for a second. This is my body. I'm going to tell you what you could put in my body. You are not going to put something in my body that I don't want in my body. You get it? That's it. Okay? It's simple. And the problem with people today, they just let people put shit in their body that they don't even know what they're putting in their body. If you're going to take the vax, fine. But find out what the hell's in it first.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to take a vax if I don't know what the hell's in it. Well, we're giving you this vax. Well, what's in the vax? Well, it's all good stuff. Oh, well, that's your opinion.
Well, they just say it's the protocol. The protocol, those are the worst words you can ever hear from a doctor. It's protocol. So they give it to everybody based on these tests. It's always a test and always the protocol. And if they go off the protocol, they get fired. So,
well, you want to hear what happened with the doctor? You might find this interesting.
Yeah, go for it.
I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people do this. They take baby aspirin.
Right.
Right. Or aspirin. They take aspirin.
Right.
Okay. One of the protocols she was going to give me was an aspirin.
Right.
Okay. Now let's think about it. Now remember, I'm talking to the doctor now. I'm talking to three or four people in this room. Okay. And because they got mad because I didn't take anything. So the doctor came in later. And then I said to the doctor, I said, doctor, one of the first things you want to give me is an aspirin. Have you ever read the bottle on the aspirin? What does it say? Do not do. It says, do not give aspirin on an empty stomach. All right. Now, I haven't eaten at that point for like about 40 hours.
Whoa.
Okay. And so I said, doc, have you ever read the aspirin label? It says don't give it on an empty stomach. Why would you give me this aspirin on an empty stomach? And of course, his answer was, well, we feel that that whatever your problem is worse than what the aspirin's going to do.
Wow.
And then, so then one of the other things she wanted to give me was a, what do you call for upset stomach. Like the purple
and antacid.
Yeah, she wanted to give me that, and I said, "Why would you want to give me that? I don't have a stomach ache now, but if you give me that aspirin, I probably will." So you're going to give me the aspirin, and then you're going to give me
an antacid
or whatever the hell it is. Okay, what the hell are you people doing here? You're creating a problem, then you're giving me another medication that's going to try to solve my problem that I should have had in the first place. See, I'm telling you, when I go and talk to these doctors, I am very firm with them. When they come into my room.
Did you check your chart when they weren't looking? I hope they didn't put DNR on the bottom of it after you argued with them.
I don't know. But the point is, I don't just let them do anything they want. And I've had nurses and doctors walk out of that room, pissed at me, yelling at me and everything because I wouldn't do what they wanted to do. And I just said, no, you're not putting that in my body.
They probably wrote down combative patient.
That they probably did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not going
to
do it.
Patient is on to us. Send home as soon as possible.
Well, you're right. They did, too.
I don't doubt it. Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. It's been about an hour. You guys got anything you want to wrap it up with? We had no phone calls tonight, just Dave J giving us the good news. So you guys got anything else? What are you guys looking at for the rest of the week or what's going on? Jim, when are you going back in or are you have a schedule?
Well, I got to wait and hear from them because they got to organize this and put together a team of people that are going to be involved with this. So it's quite an operation, you know.
So they haven't given you a date then? Not yet?
No.
That's okay. All right, so it's not urgent at this point. That's good.
Well, I'm fine. I mean, you know, I'm able to survive, and I'm not in horrible pain or anything at this point. It could happen later. I don't know. So I don't think they look at me as real critical at this point. So that's why they're not in any hurry, I guess.
All right, that's good.
Well, good. Hopefully you pull through it without having surgery.
Well, no, I think I'm going to have surgery, but...
You got enough veins in your legs for the rest of your bypass?
No,
or what?
They'd have to take it out of my arm or something.
So then you won't be able to hold your camera anymore or what? You have enough veins? You have extra veins?
I don't know. Who knows?
Where do they find these veins anyway?
Well, they know what to do. I mean, like you say, they come a long way since in 5 years even. So,
well, the good news, you don't have blood clots from the clot shot within your veins. So at least they're useful. At least you can use them.
Well, you know, I guess.
Yeah,
they use one anyway.
You've seen those videos of the veins from O'Looney, where he's pulling out these things out of the veins, all these.
Yeah.
You must have seen them. So, I mean, if your veins are full of that stuff, You'd be screwed for a bypass, I would think.
I would think so, yeah.
All right, Phil, what about you? Hello. What's going on for you for the rest of the week?
Well, you know, just whatever they throw at me in the media, and I'll probably put up some more controlled demolition and more rubber babies from Gaza. And, I'll probably expose more, because the whole war has been fake in the Middle East for 75 years, which means I can basically go back in time and select any event. For instance, like the Beirut bombing of 1983, where supposedly 240 Marines were killed.
Oh, yeah.
I've already broken that down, and I've already shown that it's fake. But every single event in the Middle East for the past 75 years, so that actually, it broadens my horizons, and I can have lots of show material from any of those events. And so I'll probably do one or two of those, showing that these historical events are fake. Which also includes the Liberty, of course. The Liberty happened in 1967, and that also was fake. Because the Six-Day War was fake. The Yom Kippur War was fake.
So Phil, you don't think that boat was shot up by anybody?
Oh, yeah, it was shot up, and they used it for target practice. But it was empty. There was nobody on board.
It was it was ready to be scuttled, just like the Pearl Harbor book or ships. They were ready to be recycled and reused and... turned it.
Well, you gotta talk to Dave Gaharry and the U.S.
I heard your show.
I sent them an email. They did not respond.
Interesting.
And, I was asking them for photographs. I said, "Where are the photographs? Are you going to tell me that nobody had a camera?" And you know, but,
yeah, you did some great
in a nice way, but they didn't call.
You broke that down pretty good. You did about 5 or 10 videos on that.
Yeah, so, you know, I can also do the Beirut explosion of 2020. Remember when they said a nuclear bomb went off in Beirut Harbor? And but that they cleared out that harbor area, and they were using crisis actors. So even that event was fake. And so, yeah, I mean, I could go through all these. They've been doing it's literally thousands of events in the Middle East for the past 75 years. And they've mass casualty events, and they've all been fake. And so, you know, it's when you understand the numbers and the actual hugeness of this, of what Israel's been doing over there. Ever since Israel moved over there, that's when this started, okay? And so that's the impact that Israel has had on the area. And so, you know, they need to be called out. And, you know, this little hustle they got going, it needs to be shut down.
But the hustlers were doing it with the British, and the Americans were doing it in the world wars too, and all these conflicts. I think they're the ones that brought it to the Middle East. I mean, they're still running it. It's all being run out of CENTCOM in Qatar.
So it could be, you know, we need to get to the bottom of who the perpetrators are. I have to think that it's the bankers. The bankers are the ones behind everything.
Absolutely.
They're the one financing everything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think most of the rich bankers are Jewish. And so, you know, and I think the average Jew does not know what the banker Jews are doing. I think the average Jew is also being deceived, like the rest of us.
It's the merchants going back hundreds of years that ran the trade and the currency and all the other things. And this is a big business, very big business. It's and don't get in the way of businessmen, because then you'll have a problem. So yeah, I agree with you there. All right, guys. Jim, your phone's ringing off the hook. I think it's Dave Gaharry who wants Phil on his next show.
That's my phone.
Oh, that's your phone. Okay.
Yeah, one of my clients is butt dialing me right now.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for coming on. And Jim, hope you stay well. And Phil, Phil, stay cool.
All right. Yeah, I hope so.
Thanks
all right.
for having
okay.
me.
All right, take care, guys. See you next time.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
All righty, guys. Don't forget, this show is value for value. You pay whatever you think you got out of the show. If you like the show, send some coffee money. Fakeologist.com/donate. You want to see more of this stuff? You want to see more content on Fakeologist, on FakoTube? It's user supported. There's no advertising. Everything is free. There are no paywalls. It just, we rely on donations in exchange for value. It's value for value. So you pay whatever you think the show is worth. Some people think it's worth more than others. If you consume this show every day, you should probably pay $20 a month. There, I'll just say it. $20 a month. Just go to fakeologist.com/donate. It's real easy. You don't need an account at all. You can just punch in your credit card here. You can go get a temporary credit card, I guess. Or you can get a Google Play Store. I could use that too and send me that number. Either way, there's a million ways to donate. And we really appreciate it. Show your... do a value exchange. We give you audio and you give us value in terms of crypto or cash or whatever. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thursday is Frankie, unless someone else shows up. We might have Leon on tomorrow with Frank too. We'll see. Thanks everyone for participating. Make sure you go to FakoTube and Fakeologist.com.